Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest things in life all come in a pair. They say hindsight's 20/20, but that ain't far enough behind me. So if you want the sweetest honey, I think hindsight's 1990. Yes, I mean. To pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows Taught Me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jess, I actually had the craziest day. Like, so I, yeah. Like, so wild.
Did you take the bus?
You know what's weird? I did take the bus because I wasn't going to take the bus. But the thing is that I got my license taken away. Mm. And then what happened was I was on the bus. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, this, like, crazy guy in convertible was like, hey, blah, 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 blah. And no one could hear him. Long story short, we were stuck on the bus. We couldn't go under 50, which is very ironic because guess what? I got my thing taken away because of speeding. But long story short, I know. And then long story short, I ended up on a subway and then somebody's head got decapitated. And that was just my Friday.
What a wild day.
Yeah, the craziest day. Oh, and I found the love of my life. And I got to kiss him.
After all of that happened, you were still in the mood to make out?
Absolutely, I did. In front of other pedestrians in New York City.
Wow. Well,
here's one now. We have a live...
Here's a pedestrian.
Pedestrian. The people on the street. Yeah.
We have to bring in the people on the street of New York City to get their opinions and rulings on this movie. Speed. MJC, I know this is not a line from this movie, but I have to ask you, do you have the need for speed?
Is that Fast and the Furious?
I truly don't know what it's from.
I think it is.
It is from Top Gun.
Oh man.
Hi, Wildcats. How y'all doing?
Ooh.
Hi.
How did you know I was wearing a Wildcat shirt? How did you know?
Sarah, I don't know how to bring this to you, but I am watching a video feed of you right now.
What? We can see you, what? Sarah. What? On a much higher definition camera than the bad guy had in this.
Do some shoddy editing, just a little bit of cuts here and there, and then we go on a loop. And then we go on a loop.
Yes, yes. As long as no one like has a box in their hands, we should be fine.
Go on a loop. Yep. MJC, how are you? It's been a minute. We've missed you dearly. You are such a little star. Such a little star. You have been with us for a very long time. But what's going on? What's going on with you?
So in Sarah Ferguson parlance, a minute is July 31st, 2021. I looked it up. That was the last time that we got to kibitz on a podcast.
Been that long ago?
What did we do? What did we do to deserve this?
I don't know.
No, I got it. Okay, so like, if you want to be transparent, we did try once, MJC, and the technology was not technologiling.
Oh my gosh, I have like a new MacBook and everything. Like this,
you look very clear.
Beautiful. Like it's wonderful. No issues. So
yeah, we're knocking on metal.
Everybody hear that? He was knocking on wood just in case.
Yeah. It sure was.
Yeah. So, okay. So it's not like we didn't want you here.
Sure.
Just to be clear.
Of course.
But how's it going?
It's going great. It's going, good. You know, so fun fact. So I, at the last Survivor finale, I went to the city to one of, you know, Kalish's big, like, you know, they host a watch party every.
Yeah.
And it's the one I was able to go to that season because I don't live in the city anymore. I live like in upstate. And so I was chatting with like everyone and I saw my friend Allie Lasher, and she's chatting with Allie and she said, how are you? I said, good. Really good. And she gives me a look like only Allie can. She goes, really good? All right, settle down. Like, no one's really good.
Yeah, stop bragging about
stop
it.
Stop reaching
already,
for
please.
The stars. We can't say really good.
So I will say, I'm doing good. I Great. Am super excited to be back on Shit 90s Shows. Taught me shit 90s podcast, whatever you are gonna call
we
it.
Still don't know
whatever
you're of course, right, and it's only Please. Been a thing for you know,
yeah, just a couple almost. Years at this point.
Oh, actually I have a great question. You were one of the original people to celebrate rom-com feb with us.
Absolutely.
And it didn't work then, but does it work now?
Does rom-com feb work as a thing? I think we've decided it's dead.
I'm sorry. You know, we had an opportunity for this to be a rom-com feb. But it, the people have spoken.
You know what? It's definitely not a rom-com. Spoke. The people decided against love and decided for bombs and fast-moving vehicles. Yeah. And you know what? I'm getting the distinct impression. For those who aren't aware, we put out a poll. We said it's Sandy B month. We're going to put out a poll so you, yes, you, the dear listeners, can vote on what you want us to talk about. Now, we had a poll, and it had to go into a runoff poll because we had a tie between While You Were Sleeping and Speed. And I felt like 50% of our audience was like, hey, we know you. We know what you like. This is yeah. what you're going to like. Here you go. The other percent of the listening audience that won this time was like, take a look at this. They're like, you're going to hate this. Watch this movie about a speeding bus and bombs and FBI agents. And a dash, a pebble, a dollop of romance at the very end.
Yes, in so much as like it always ends that way.
Exactly. Exactly. You can see yeah. it from 1,000 buses away that it was coming. Yeah,
as long
I
as
do.
Bus is going over 50 miles an hour.
Exactly.
Can I tell you? It took me a. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I think that like our audience was definitely like negging us.
They
you know?
Were. They were like, we know what movies you like, and it's not car movies. But
yeah.
like, you're
also
gonna watch
saw
a car
the
movie.
Poll and said, we don't know while we were sleeping.
Probably.
Sarah.
I said the wrong movie.
You said the wrong. You said while we were sleeping, not while you were sleeping.
I did a corrective thing,
kind of. And then Dr. Amanda from the top rope. Came at you and said that this wasn't an official poll.
It because you know when your data is inaccurate, then it voids the poll.
So yeah, not... Elon really should really make let us edit polls. That's my only complaint.
All
about
I
Elon.
Want.
We talk about
it's really there? Obnoxious. Yeah, because this isn't the first time this has happened where like we need to edit a poll and we can't. But regardless, Speed won. And we had said to you, MGC, we said, listen, you want to come on for Sandy B month? You could come on with one of the polls, whatever one wins, and we'll watch it together. And you were game. And now, I come to find out, I was a little surprised. You had never seen Speed either. Obviously, no. Sarah hasn't. And Sarah and I haven't seen it because DeBoy, we haven't seen it. Have you seen it, Sarah?
Like 1,000 years ago. Yeah, I have.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, never mind. I take it back.
But not enough for me to remember. I mean, like, I knew the general premise.
Yeah.
Yeah, my horse in the race was While You Were Sleeping, because I definitely saw that on Disney Plus, like, a year and a half ago. And I was going to, like, come up with all these, like, Bill Pullman and jokes, and it was going to be great. It was going to be phenomenal. But
yeah, it would have been, listeners.
Now I just have to make you know, Jeff Daniels references.
Yeah.
Yeah. This could be a flop, but if we're going to flop, no, we're going to flop was, hard.
It's going to be phenomenal.
Listen,
Zach.
we're going to chat about Speed. We're going to talk about Keanu Reeves's tragic haircut, truly. We're going to talk about the fact that I am now traumatized, both in the sense that I'm afraid to go on an elevator, but also that I don't want to go on buses and trains and like literally any other form of transportation that was featured on this film. But we're going to talk all about Speed, 1994 action thriller starring Keanu Reeves. And of course the woman, the woman who this month is all about. Good old Sandy.
The reason for the season, if you will.
The reason for the season is one good old Sandy B, Sandra Bullock, who, Sarah, I messaged you today and I said, Sandy B in this movie, I sported that haircut for a long time that she has in this film.
I've seen you as an eight-year-old wearing that haircut.
It's
now,
you know what? I still love it. I still think it's great.
It's adorable. It really, really is. I feel like the bangs are working for me. I think that the length was really cute. It is definitely a childlike haircut, but I don't mind it.
It's very youthful energy coming from Sandy B here in this film. Mm-hmm. So we start. Okay, first of all, and JC, we need to talk about the beginning of this film because didn't know Jeff Daniels was in this film.
Nope.
So that was a surprise to me. And also I was like, wait a minute. I thought this was a movie about a bus.
And the yet, first like 20 minutes is in an elevator.
Yeah. And let me tell you, you know how many times they're yanking people out of this elevator and I'm like, this person's about to get chopped in half. Yep. This person is about to get cut in half, baby. It's going to happen.
You're waiting for it. This is not Final Destination. Everybody made it out of the elevator. Even that old lady that was like kind of resistant.
Yeah. So I had the same thought as you, of course. But then I was like, in 1994, like, were movies going this hard? Like, was it like, were we like going gory that way? Where...
But it was a little gory because like the bad guy like stabbed the officer, the security officer in the eye with the knife or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So you
it's
know,
pretty
I
grody.
Guess, like, yes, they it did go that gory.
Yeah.
But no, it's an exciting start. I know that I like that you mentioned that you know Jeff Daniels was in it because I didn't either. But
yeah,
He popped up
and I was just like, wow. Like Jeff Dan, I mean, obviously I know him from Dumb and Dumber because that's my speed. Yes. Haha. But I was like, I was really, really upset when he died because I thought he was really fun in the first part of the movie. I especially loved when the bad guy picks him up by the nostrils. That was really fun. and he's the one, like, they have this whole conversation about, like, the way you get them to let go of a hostage is just, like, you hurt the hostage. And so,
Jack. Pop quiz, hot shot.
Yeah, that was a fun line. And we get Jack ends up shooting Harry in the leg. Now, Sarah, my question is, could he have shot him somewhere less, like, detrimental? Like, his foot or something? Like, why did he aim?
I thought you were going somewhere else.
I think that we have a lot of options that we did not explore.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you can't, no faces, no like torso, no. Because there's organs and stuff in there, you know, floating around.
Yeah.
I think you aim for the calf more, though, because there's a like artery or there's like a whole thingamabob right in your thigh.
Yeah, and that like anatomy is your specialty. So
science,
maybe like the shoulder.
Oh yeah, shoulder. That's
I feel like in movies and TV shows where someone pretends that they're like, you know, when like someone will like fake a crime scene that they got shot. I feel like that's always where they go is for like. Right?
The
for like the bicep or something.
Bicep is a good one because I think it's more difficult. Like, okay, because when we flash forward, right, to like they all survive. Harry and Jack get like awards, and Harry now has a cane and he's like doing a little bit of a hobble because he got shot. And I'm like, yeah, if you shoot him in the shoulder or like the bicep or the foot, maybe not as bad. Mm. Maybe.
Maybe.
But he saved his life regardless.
Well, yeah. Now he gets to be a desk guy. And who doesn't want to be a desk guy?
He doesn't want to be a desk guy.
But if you weren't a desk guy, then you have to be running on the bus all damn day. So I feel like I would rather be a desk guy.
So you'd have to be a desk guy until he gets his pension and shitty watch, right?
Yeah, that's the way to go. Okay, so we meet our like main villain, and I just want to know what his deal is, because I don't think that they ever answered it. Yeah, why is he so mad?
So he's played by Dennis Hopper.
Sure.
And by the way, makes a really great villain, I thought. I mean, maybe I was missing something. We find out later that he was on like the bomb squad. And that's why he like knows all of this stuff about bombs, about like cop procedures and all of that, because he was a part of it. To me, I think MJC, the reason he's so angry is because like he got his like thumb blown off of one of his hands, and then like that was it. Like he wasn't like taken care of. He wasn't, you know what I mean? That's what I think, at least.
Yeah, that's the impression that I got. You know, most like, you know, most evil, you know, villains in movies, like, do we know like their backstory? Like, it's not like a Broadway musical. They don't have like an I Want song that they get to like belt out.
I think they should have.
Because of my childhood.
Like, maybe this should have been a musical.
It should have been.
Yeah. Every person on the bus, can you imagine the musical numbers on the speeding bus? Imagine the choreographed dances.
What can be better?
That would have been great. So, you know, you talked about Jeff Daniels being in it. I didn't know the person that when I saw in the credits and then I saw his role, I was like, oh wow, is Joe Morton.
Yeah.
And you might not know who he is by name, but if either of you watched any Scandal, that's Papa Pope. That's Olivia Pope's dad. And like was known on Scandal for like delivering these like long weighty monologues that like Sean was like really excited, like, oh my gosh, he's gonna like deliver this monologue, it's gonna be so great. And I'd always like picture him just like practicing in the mirror, just this like really like big monologue he has to give. But no, he's like a baby in this. He's got a baby face, he's the captain, he's Mac. So yeah, I was excited to see Joe Morton in this.
Yeah, I've never seen Scandal. I've never Scandaled. But I did recognize him. He is one of quote unquote like those guys. Like he's in everything. He's guested on everything. You recognize his face everywhere. What I immediately recognized him from, this is gonna sound ridiculous, but stay with me. He had a small run on Smallville. And that is how I recognized him. But he's been in so many things, like a couple episodes here, a couple episodes there for a lot of shows. So he is pretty recognizable. I thought he did a really great job as the lieutenant, Mac. I thought he was a lot of fun, especially when he's getting frustrated. I found him to be really fun. Like when they find out that the highway is missing a chunk, he's just like, what? I'm sorry, what? But also, we need to stop down a little bit and talk a little bit about Keanu Reeves.
Sure.
Because I'm not an action movie gal. So I'm not super familiar with Keanu Reeves because I feel like a lot of his movies are action movies. Obviously, I've seen The Matrix, so I know him from that. But like, what was the decision? Where did they arrive at the decision to chop his hair off? Because this feels like just a bad call, in my opinion.
I think that he used to have short hair. I don't think it's until recent times. Are you looking for his long hair that he has now?
No. Not like not the creepy long hair. More like the hair from The Matrix. Like it wasn't long, but it certainly wasn't a buzz cut either.
Okay, so too short. My answer to that is that he is a cop, and cops actually do usually shave their heads or have buzz cuts. So that's my answer to that.
I just feel like, okay, picture the ending scene, right? Sandy B still has her handcuffs on.
Mm-hmm.
They're laying sideways in this messed up train subway thing. In the middle of the street, we got gawkers everywhere. Just like, let's take pictures of these people making out.
Tons of MJCs all watching.
Yeah, MJC, would you be gawking at this?
Of course.
Yeah. Taking pictures. Yeah. Let's snip, snip, snip. Let's take some pictures of these people. Picture how much better the scene is if when Sandy B is making out with Keanu Reeves, she's running her fingers through nice tousled hair.
As opposed to nothing.
Pictured it. Yeah, there was nothing there. It was buzzed. Just picture it.
I'm picturing it. I'm thinking about it.
Don't seem impressed at all.
It would be great, but it wasn't so egregious that I was distracted by it, like you did.
Mm-hmm.
I was distracted.
I know that you guys get this a lot because your podcast is about watching things from the 90s, which now is like 30 years ago.
All right, you got to make me feel old like that. I'm just you're going to come into our house and make us feel ancient. The audacity of you right now.
How many times are you like watching these movies and these shows? I guess the shows you watch every week, but these movies and you're like, oh, look at the baby. Look at the, how young.
Yeah, they all look so young.
I feel like I also have the opposite, thing happen too, where because we've been watching Dawson's Creek for so long at this point, and we're in season 5, I saw The Fabelmans, and I was just like, oh, damn, Jen looks like a lot older. Because Michelle Williams, yeah. She is obviously not the age that she was in Dawson's Creek. And so it weirded me out that she was like so much older, because I also just haven't seen a ton of stuff with her in it more recently. Yeah.
You're watching The Affair and like, oh, what happened to Joshua Jackson? Yeah.
I think Jess hasn't seen The Affair. I think that she should check it out.
I should.
It's fine.
I mean, okay, the first season was interesting.
It was, for sure.
Watch the first season and then you can fall off.
It's worth a look.
Worth one look. That's it. Okay, so Keanu.
In The Affair, the guy who is the brother, who's like the screw up brother?
We're still talking about
The Affair.
He was
the lead in when Broadway Encores did Merrily We Roll Along in like 2003. It was like him, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and someone else.
Oh.
And so when I when I see The Affair, I think I'm like, oh, like I've heard that guy's singing voice before.
Does he have a good singing voice?
Very, very well. Very good.
Do you think Keanu Reeves has a good singing voice?
Yeah, I think so. I think he sings in Always Be My Maybe.
I think that Keanu Reeves is actually a very good guy, from what I've heard.
Yeah.
I don't think he's known for going like,
whoa.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. Okay, that's him.
I was going to talk about his philanthropy his work with animals and his work with cancer. But yeah, let's talk about
Listen.
he walked so Owen Wilson could run.
Yeah. This is true. And then of course we also have to stop down and chat about the reason for the season, Sandy B, in this film, a very, very young Sandra Bullock. She feels so green to me, right?
She's aged very gracefully, I will say.
Oh, 1,000%. It's just she's so young. I feel like she plays this type of part to a T, where like she's young but like a little bit sassy, a little bit persnickety sometimes.
Her voice is a little higher than like it usually is. You know, she's more like frazzled as Annie. But like,
yeah,
it's the sort of thing where, you know, she just is taking over this bus, and it's like taking over driving a bus that has to go above 50 miles per hour. Was cruise control not invented?
Can I tell you? Definitely a question of mine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a speed 2, and it's called cruise control. Yeah.
I guess that was the question that everybody was asking, and that was Speed's answer.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Yeah, but it took me a minute to like figure out the premise of this. Where like, because I was thinking, I'm like, wait a minute. Wait, they're already under 50 miles an hour, but it was like it doesn't get activated until they reach 50 miles an hour, and then if it goes below 50 miles an hour after that, the bomb will detonate. And so the whole reason the bad guy is doing this, Payne is doing this, is for a ransom of $3.7 million, and he says no passengers can be offloaded So everybody has to stay on the bus. And like, we already start off on a very bad foot. We're poor Sam, the driver.
Oh.
We love Sam. He's the best. He's lovely. And this man, he like thinks that Jack, because he's a cop, is there to get him for whatever crime he apparently committed. And he has a gun, and things get a little bit sticky, and Sam gets shot.
The bus driver.
I thought you were talking about the bus driver that gets blown up.
Bus driver gets blown up.
First bus driver.
No, yes. I got my people mixed up. Sam. There is the other driver, because that is how what gets Jack like the phone into call by it. The payphone. You're right.
Yes. The kid shoots Sam.
Yes. Yeah, I'm talking about the bus that Annie ends up on, which I will say, immediately I was in on Annie when Creeper McGee behind her is like hitting on her, and she's just like takes the gum out of her mouth, and it's just like, oh, this was on my seat, so she can move and get away from him. Iconic. And
are you talking about Alan Ruck?
Alan Ruck, Connor Roy himself. Yeah.
That's how I like to introduce him, as the guy from Spin City, as opposed to like his two more famous roles. You know, Spin City, the Michael J. Fox show.
Yeah, he's a tourist or something visiting.
Oh yeah, I mean, if you listen to him talk for
for minutes,
20 seconds.
Yeah,
he tells you he's a tourist.
Yeah, I think that's the
a
move.
Tourist. Sorry, I didn't put the T at the end. Maybe he could be a tourist though. I don't know.
Is he a tourist?
No, he's far too chatty.
Very chatty.
Yeah.
Very, very chatty. Maybe a Sag, because he's traveling.
1,000%. Yeah. That's it.
So nowadays I would just put on headphones and ignore people.
Definitely.
I wouldn't give up my solo seat for a seat next to somebody.
Yeah.
Well, Annie seemed to know the woman, though, right? Or was she just having a general chat with this lady?
She seemed very friendly with that woman. I didn't really know why.
It's hard to tell.
She's probably like a regular on the bus. And like
just bus regular.
Because she knew Sam. So she definitely was a regular.
Sure. Like, how long has her license been revoked?
I really, really, really love the fact that she got her license revoked for speeding. I thought that was very funny.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, you know, they it's like the actors might as well like look at the camera and like,
yeah,
like, first of all, like wink.
That's my brand of comedy. I need it to be like as
you need it to be winked at.
I need it to be as punny as possible. That's why I need like
everything like spelled out, like you know. Like, I didn't know if it was a comedy or not. I didn't see anyone get like hit in the
it
face.
It was
with a pot.
Funny
like,
at times, yeah. So maybe it was a rom com. So funny. Okay.
Moments.
Yeah. So we're on the bus. Great time on the bus. Are you guys pro bus?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm pro bus for like people who I struggle with public transit, mostly because I get motion sickness, and so if I am not the one driving, especially with buses, all of the starting and stopping not always great, and especially if I'm not facing forward.
Oh, you're one of the forward facing people. Yeah,
I am. Although I will say, when I went down to the city and I took the LIRR, which the sketchiest thing of all time. No, truly, the lights were flickering and I thought I was going to die. It's fine. I did sit backwards and I survived. So
oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a bus, Jess, that's not a school bus?
Yes.
This is when?
When I was traveling.
Mm-hmm. I knew you hadn't really been like commuting on a bus.
I've never commuted on a bus. No. Where I live, it doesn't, you can't. Like there's no, what bus? There's no bus.
Yeah, where I used to work and live, there was a bus stop like right outside of the building, and I would just hop on the bus to like go to the movies or go to the mall or something. It was easier to like do that than like have to try to find a place to park, and like the fare ended up like being better. So like
Oscar is very cheap.
I loved rocking the bus life.
So I wanted to say about Howard, even though he's a villain, at least he's nice because he doesn't make Jack have to search for the answers because he's like, oh, what? He was like trying to problem solve with Jack, and basically he gave Jack all the information that he needed to know. He didn't need to tell Jack that the explosive bus was 2525, but he did. And he didn't have to say all those rules. You know, he outlined everything.
He wanted
everything.
To play a game.
That's, he was very organized.
He was very Jigsaw, where he's like, do you want to play a game? Like,
yeah, like,
I'm going to tell you all of these things because I want you to be on the bus when it explodes, inevitably. He pretty much thought this was like a losing game from the start. And I think he was upset with Jack from the first situation in the elevator.
Is he? So he's just mad. I just want to, he's just mad because he doesn't have a thumb. There are plenty of people that don't have thumbs that do great things.
I mean, name three.
Name three thumbs? I only have two.
Name three thumbs.
I only have two thumbs, my left and my right. But no, there's so many. Like, is that why he's upset? Because he doesn't have a thumb?
Let's see. He was a retired Atlanta police officer from the bomb and arson squad unit. After he left the Atlanta PD due to losing a thumb, he became an extortionist and a calculating, temperamental, sad, sadistic.
It really is terrorist. The thumb, Jessica.
I'm just
we
saying.
We can all live with one thumb or zero thumbs.
Maybe he had dreams of quitting the police force and becoming a Major League Baseball umpire.
he
can't strike out.
He doesn't have the thumb. No, his left hand was severely burned. He lost the thumb. He was forced into retirement afterwards, and he proved too ineffective to do his job. And so he was upset because he was forced into retirement. And
can
that's
not
why
be a bomb squad cop with one thumb.
Well, I don't think he could. I think that like you might have to, I don't know. Like I'm going to assume because so he was burned and he lost a thumb and like you can't shoot a gun, right? Like I think that probably really affects your ability to do your job. And I'm assuming once you have specific injuries, they probably pull you and put you on a desk job, which I mean, I'm not a cop. But like, I assume if someone is on the bomb squad or like on like the active people who are going out, it's because that's what they like to do. And it's not going to be as fulfilling for them to be at a desk, but right. Regardless, he snaps. And that's why he seems to be doing all of this stuff.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And they eventually are able to convince Payne, Howard, to let Sam get off the bus because he's been shot. And
oh, that was very nice. But then again, like, he's a nice criminal because he didn't have to change the rules. He could have been like, oh, let Sam bleed out. But he did.
Such a nice criminal.
He let them change the rules. And then the bus driver was able to get the help that he needed. And hopefully he survived. We never got a follow-up on him.
Oh, he's alive.
Okay, good
to
for him.
Day.
To this day.
To this day, he's alive.
So then, no harm, no foul. And I mean, the whole...
Sarah, there's a lot of harm.
No harm, no foul.
A lot of foul.
You know how many people were probably injured because this speeding bus crashed into like 20 gazillion cars?
Look, I'm just saying. It wasn't even the criminal's fault why Sam got shot. It was like another passenger who was like all sensitive.
All such that I thought I was going to be arrested. His life was over.
Yeah, he's
so,
like,
so sensitive.
And Jack was like, look, I'm not here for you. There's like a bigger bad out there. Whatever crime you committed, it's okay. And the guy's like, I'm going to shoot everybody. But then he did apologize later. So that's a nice criminal too. Everyone's just such a nice criminal these days.
Okay. So the guy that has like the convertible that Jack takes
this
over, like,
poor man.
Oh, he's the star of the whole movie.
Pops in. You know, once that bus pulls away, like, that guy is getting pulled over and arrested.
Oh, it's so sad.
He's spending months in jail.
It's terrible. Literally, in the IMDb, Glenn Plummer is the actor's name. So shout out to you, Glenn. You nailed it.
Sure did.
Poor guy doesn't even have a name credit. He's just called Jaguar Owner. Ooh. And like, this guy got screwed over the most, except for like the bus people, because, and the people who died. Because
so he's kind of low on the list of being screwed
over.
No, but
like, he did get screwed over because he's just minding his own business when Keanu Reeves comes up, sorry, Jack comes up, shoves a gun in his face, and it's like, I'm taking your car. Sir, where's your warrant?
Like, and why did he have to take a Jaguar?
So, you know, I feel like this move was popularized by Jack Bauer in 24. I feel like he did that to at least like three people a season. And I'd always be like, I'd always wonder afterwards, like, what's the process like for like him to claim his car back?
Yeah, like, think about the paperwork that Jack had to fill out after this.
I was the one that
this.
Jack Bauer threw out of his car and said, I'm taking this over now.
How do you explain that to your insurance?
Thank you. This guy is totally screwed because, like, first of all, he's driving the car, like, weaving in and out of traffic. And my favorite was the Jaguar owner just being like, okay, oh my God, like, freaking out as all this is happening. And then he's like, oh, are you insured? And the guy says, yes. And then for seemingly no reason, he chops off the driver's side door. My guy, you're in a convertible.
That, like, didn't have to happen. That was so rude.
I was upset.
He just hopped over. It really is confusing. And also, why did he have to get the nicest car that's on the road? Get yourself a Toyota Camry. Like, don't get the don't get the Jaguar. Like, that guy's just like trying to live his best life in his nice car. He had a vanity plate and everything. I feel so bad for that guy. And then on top of it all, guess what? Jack stole his cell phone that was the size of a huge brick. He said, I'm taking the cell phone. It's like, okay. So then how does he, like, make a claim against his police department? Like, make a claim against his insurance? Like, how does, what's the retribution for Jaguar
he's
guy?
He's in the chair. Like,
he doesn't even get a name.
No, he doesn't even get a name. And, like, good luck. Like, the whole, you know how busy Jack and the whole LAPD is going to be filling out paperwork for all the damages to all the vehicles and all these people? They're going to be so busy. They're not going to be worried about Jaguar owner who smashes into a bunch of buckets and gets covered in water.
You're really counting on Jack to survive this bombed bus. Like, nobody else is going to.
Yes, nobody else is vouching for you. No, oh my God, no. You're right. He's so screwed if Jack dies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, can so
we,
everybody.
Can we talk about the barrels filled with water?
What? Why was it filled with water? Is it rainwater?
They're just waiting.
I think they used to be filled with water. Like, now they're like if you run into one of those barrels, like, that's not moving.
It crashes. Okay, so it was just filled with water so that it's weighted.
Yeah.
But the water is probably the dirtiest water in the world.
And he was in a convertible! This poor guy. Yeah. But yeah, one of my favorite things was, so after they get Sam off of the bus, we have other lady who is friends with Annie, and she starts freaking out. She's like, I gotta get off this bus. Her name is Helen. She's like, I gotta get off this bus. They're like, no, you can't leave. Like, he's gonna know if you leave. She tries to get off the bus, and Howard, he not only did he set up a regular bomb, he has backup bombs so that if someone tries to get off the bus, he just blows up the steps, and this lady, boop, 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 gone. That's it. She's dead.
Well, he's prepared.
Sarah, why are we?
She shouldn't have tried to get off the bus.
The villain wasn't that bad. He just exploded a couple people.
No, he's mad because of his thumb. So it's like, I can't take him seriously.
It's not just the thumb. It's the fact that he was forced to retire early. And so now he has a vendetta against other bomb squad cops.
I will say, coming into this recording, I was not expecting.
No one was.
The Sarah Ferguson defense of Dennis Hopper.
I mean, I know we follow like all caps, like a, what is it, ACOB or whatever, but like, I don't think that equates to,
oh,
wow, guy isn't that bad.
I'm going, that, Sarah going saw, too
Sarah
far.
I saw Joker in theaters like 5 times. Like, I actually really I appreciate when Joaquin Phoenix threw the part, and I really think that Joker was not all that bad.
I mean, maybe he wasn't. Didn't he? He was. He was just trying to live his life as a clown.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. He wanted to go to clown school, and they rejected him. Oh, isn't that what the Joker's
I
about?
I feel like this is an entire other podcast where we have Sarah guess the plots of movies that she probably hasn't seen.
Look, this is the broiest movie I've ever seen in my life. I am the opposite of a bro.
And I have yeah, and the listeners this picked this for us. They obviously think it's funny that we have to watch this stuff.
MGC, have you ever seen a more broier movie than this movie?
Definitely. I've seen more Die broier. Hard? I've seen broier.
Die Hard is way worse. Die Hard is worse.
Is that a broy movie? I guess so. Anyway, so yeah, poor friend. Sandy B is very upset about the friend passing away. And then she starts to understand the assignment. They have to just keep going. Everyone's freaking out, understandably so.
At what point did the idea of running out of gas cross your minds, ladies?
Oh, instantly. I'm like, how much gas does this bus have? Like,
yes, right.
That's my number one concern.
But that wasn't even an issue until he stabbed the gas tank.
Yes, exactly. I guess I understand.
I feel like they should have had it at half tank, though.
It didn't have to. We're like, that's an automatic. Like, that's something you have to deal with without stabbing the gas line.
I do love how she was like, what, were you just trying to add an extra layer of challenge to this?
I love how she eventually, I think she just gives in and is like, we're probably going to die, so I might as well be silly.
Yeah.
You know, I might as well pop a joke off here or there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It definitely gets a little silly.
Can we talk about how the bomb squad just all dies?
Because they went to the house eventually.
Yeah. Because they figure out who he is and they're going to go try to find him, but he has the whole house rigged with explosives. And this is where my guy.
Like a grown ass Kevin McAllister.
Yes.
Terrible. A nightmarish. Kevin McAllister, and Jeff Daniels dies, Harry, and I was devastated because that was his bud. That was Jack's bud.
I was hoping for like a twist of like, oh, he actually lives waiting outside and didn't actually go in with them, and like it's gonna like be
we needed stakes. Yeah, that's our stakes.
Yeah. Now, okay, other question. Did you at any point, and maybe this is again like I've seen all these 24 seasons. Like, I'm always assuming that there's a mole. There's someone like on the inside.
Oh,
interesting. So you thought
at
one of the
any
people...
point did you think that Sandy B was a mole? Because I will say that I did.
Oh no.
No, with like the wildcat thing. So Dennis Hopper keeps referring to Sandy B as like, you tell that wildcat behind the wheel. Like,
I just figured he was a sexist pig.
Yes,
so.
Yes, exactly. Until they like the reveal of like, oh, that's an Arizona wildcat sweatshirt that you have on. And so I'm like, oh my God, are they in cahoots? Are they like working together?
Dun dun dun.
For like a second thought that she was a mole and they were like in cahoots and working together.
That would have been interesting.
That would have been like the long game where like if that were the case, like why wouldn't she just like drop under 50 like immediately?
Yeah. I figured I won't say I never thought Sandy B was like a mole, but I did for a second think that someone on the bus could have been involved because like so many moments before Keanu or Jack discovers the camera. he's like, no, I know he's going to know. He's going to know what's going on. He knows everything that's going on. And I was thinking, oh, is there a secret mole on the bus that is like not afraid to be blown up?
Oh, got it, got it, got it. Those passengers were very squirrely, you know?
I mean, yeah, and they are. They start arguing.
Yeah, it really
I loved Ortiz, the big guy. I thought he was fun. But most of them were
nothing just to
nothing
me.
Burgers, yeah.
Yeah, nothing to me. None of them. You know, we could have risked a couple of them.
Oh my gosh. So we need to talk about they have to jump the freeway because the freeway is apparently This is a thing we have to worry about is freeways being incomplete.
I suppose so. Giant holes in the freeway. We have to worry about it. Where does everybody else go? You know what I mean?
Not that way, I guess. Not but they're like, way. Oh, well, we have to jump the gap. So go as fast as you can.
I'm not a physician. No,
you're not a physician.
I'm not into physics, but is this like possible? Actually, yeah. Is this possible?
I guess I think they did this like with a bus. But they had to make alterations to the bus to make it, first of all, be able to go fast enough to do it. And also, like, they CGI'd the gap or whatever. Like, the gap didn't exist. But I think it did actually go that far.
You know what I mean? Well, then that's pretty impressive, I guess.
Yeah.
But I would have thought that you needed more of a ramp for it to happen. Does the bus have hydraulics like Flavor Flav's car?
They added extra hydraulics to it.
Got it.
I did read that.
Yeah. You know, like, do you know what I'm talking about? Back in the day when the cars, like, go bloop, bloop, bloop.
They had the bouncy cars. I forget what they're called, though.
I think they're called, like, pimp cars or something.
Yes.
Yeah. The hoopty.
Hoopty, yep.
That's the word, hoopty. Hoopty. But they make this jump. But poor Sandy B suffers a laceration on her forehead. Get this girl a Band-Aid.
Right.
Sarah does not care.
Well, I mean, most buses probably do have first aid kits.
Yeah, why didn't they get... Like, Keanu takes his nasty, raggedy shirt and is like, let me just wipe this on your forehead.
His shirt already had blood on it. Like, what's more blood on his shirt?
That's how you get diseases.
Yeah, I guess so. I did think that the jumping was impressive. It didn't keep me at the edge of the seat, but I think it was supposed to keep you at the edge of your seat.
Well, we knew they were going to make the jump. There were other moments that I was more scared about than that moment.
How is it possible that the freeway did not have traffic and it's LA?
Well, yeah. Once they, like, got off, they, like, already... I think they mentioned they, like, shut down a stretch of the freeway and had, like, the police transport the entire time.
That was the tough part. Like, in the beginning, they didn't have that. So they were just crashing into other cars to, like,
avoid stopping. And, like, there's no way that that bus maintained a speed of over 50 miles an hour as it's crashing into, like,
50 guardrails,
other vehicles, the water water burials.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's a bit wild. But, yeah, so then they get, like, the transport. So that's why the roads are clear. But they do make this giant leap. And this is when they're able to get – this is when they loop the thing, right? No, that's later.
Yeah, so, yeah, they get to the they finally make it to the airport.
Well, yeah, because first they have to – yeah, they get to the airport, and this is when Jack realizes that, like, oh, my gosh, he's been watching us from a camera in the bus.
I just feel like he could have figured that out, like, an hour and a half ago.
He's not the smart one, though. That's Harry. That's the problem. He's not the smart one.
Oh, you got the body, the brawn on the bus. We needed the brains. This is why you can't get Sean the leg, or else he didn't have to be the desk guy.
Remember, it's all boobs, no brains. It's the same thing
for him.
But it's all brawn, no brains.
Got it. Understood. Yeah. All right. So so he couldn't figure it out. But eventually he did, because he recognized the shirt, as MJC was saying earlier. And then he was like, okay, hi, fellow cops who are also editors of footage. Can you please, in 1 second, edit this footage for me and then send it back and then somehow like connected to the criminal's television.
Well, it's all very confusing because at the same time, he gets out of the bus and is like on this like sled.
And he's like, he's in the bus, he's out of the bus,
he's all around the bus, he's hanging off the bus.
He's a traveler. And like, why is like the rule? I thought once you got on the bus, you couldn't leave the bus, but apparently Jack can leave the bus just fine.
Jack was allowed to leave the bus, yeah. But then he gets on this like sled thing. But then what happens is, whoopsie daisies, sled goes flying, and he ends up doing a little dangler. And he stabs the fuel tank, which means gas is leaking everywhere. They somehow yoink him back on board because you got the big guy, which was my favorite guy. Ortiz. Yeah,
and the flap in the floor.
And the flap in the floor. And so they yank him up. And the whole time, poor Annie. Annie is me, where you're like, you're driving, but you're also like, you're like, what's going on? Wait, I don't know. You gotta tell
me what's going on. Eyes on the road, Annie. Eyes on the road. You can't do this.
That's her new boyfriend, Sarah.
Yeah. I mean, good for her, I guess.
The YouTube that I put in the chat is a great Simpsons reference to Speed. And it's like the moment about like the looping of the footage.
The 1 minute loop. Well, that's the other thing. So once they get him back up, it's like, okay, now I know there's a camera. We need to loop it, but we're running out of fuel and we're waiting on a fuel tank to get here to give us more fuel. So we have to loop this camera. And I felt like it was very obvious it was looped. It was like very like jittery or whatever.
Yeah, it was right? Jittery. And Keanu Reeves just kept staring. But I think that the thing is that the criminal was so focused on, like, the infamy of the crime. He had so many TVs open. He was watching all the news coverage of it. So as long as he had, like, a quick glance to...
He also had to take a potty break.
...the feed, then he didn't care.
Yeah, I love how he had to pee in the middle. It's probably because a little bit of nerves, but... But the other thing I thought was wild. So after they loop it, they're like, great, now let's get all the passengers off. But like the other thing, when they drive into the airport area, they hit one of those thingies that cuts your tires open. How do they keep driving on these tires?
Well, I mean, haven't you ever seen when you're on the road on the highway, there's always like random tire scraps everywhere. And that's because trucks usually have multiple tires that if you lose tires, then you can just keep going, I think. So maybe this bus had it too.
Because I remember Freaky Friday when Jamie Lee Curtis drives over one of those things and immediately she's just like it stops her immediately.
Yeah, right? It's supposed to, the average person.
Apparently this bus has extra strength tires because they're able to just drive around forever. So they're like, okay, great. We're going to get the passengers off now that we have the camera on a loop. My question is though, we have all these like news networks covering this whole thing. Did they talk to them and say, you can't say people are getting off the bus? Because wouldn't that be a thing? They'd be like, oh my gosh, they're saving them. Everyone's getting off the bus.
Well, I think they did do that. I think Mac like go up to like, you gotta stop recording. You gotta stop reporting on the news or something like, right?
Oh, maybe he did then. Okay, I must have missed that part because I was just like, that would have been widely reported, and then the guy would have known because he was watching. Like, we need to talk about this guy's TV setup. Oh, how many 7 TVs on at once?
How many TVs is too many TVs in one room, or is there not enough TVs?
Two.
Does the
two
limit
is too many.
Not exist?
I mean, I don't know. MJC, have you ever done this? Have you ever had, like, I don't know, sports?
Have you ever been a criminal and had 7 TVs?
Yes.
I will answer each of those questions separately. I have never had that many TVs.
It's
the criminal,
just...
the other part. No. I have spent a football Sunday with Brett Farenkopf. Like, I've definitely seen like a setup of like 6 TVs in one room for
like at
a
sports a
football
pub,
Sunday.
Yeah, you're like so many TVs.
Yeah, but you don't. No one lives at Buffalo Wild Wings. Like,
don't you also like have only one like with the primary sound? This guy had all the TVs. Oh, yeah, it was the same volume level. It was far too much. I like my brain was going a million miles a minute trying to.
Do you ever guess when? Or sorry, you don't have to send this one out. You can answer it too. Do you ever like?
I'll just leave. Actually,
when you're like playing video games or something. Like you're watching something at the same time.
Oh yeah, I've done that, but that also feels a little different because that's only like that's two screens really. It's the same thing as like playing a game on your phone while you're watching TV. Like you have two screens.
Sure.
But like.
But there's also like there's also shows where you can't do that for you can't
of course
like, when you are you have the, all this like everything needs to be just so like you can't be focusing on the news reports like you got to be watching. The Big Brother live feeds of the inside the
yeah inside the, but again I'm usually like a volume on one and not on the other type of thing you know but yeah so they get everybody off the bus except Jack and Annie of course and so this is when this move was the coolest where they take literally the floor of the bus they like tie it all up and stuff. They get the gas pedal pushed down with a pipe wedged in there and they do a whole sled maneuver. And this is when they fall in love. This moment here. This is when they fall in love. Yeah.
Did they blow up a plane?
This is okay. Definitely. This is like the bigger
issue. Did they blow
issue.
Up a passenger plane? Like That's what
I want to know. Oh, no, I don't think there was anybody on that plane.
But there had to be somebody driving it. They sacrificed whoever was on or around the plane for the like 10 bus passengers. This is like, you know, that moral problem. Do you save like,
no, it's a cargo plane. It's a trolley problem. Wait, I'm on the wiki. It's a Boeing 707 cargo plane. So there's no one on it.
Who's driving the plane?
Oh no, did you no, it's okay. Did you see there's the little cars that yoink the planes? Okay,
but then who's driving the car?
He ran away. Did you not see him?
No.
I saw nobody.
There was a giant explosion and they all died. There was a human and the bus crashes into like the body of the plane, explodes.
I thought this was just like a Southwest flight.
That's why you need to upgrade to United.
You got the cheap seats, you're dead.
The flight attendant doing the whole like spiel about like exit rows over there and ignore that bus coming at us.
No, the guy did survive though because he ran away.
Okay.
You're saying that there was no casualties except for that girl that got blown up.
No, there's more than just that. Like there's more casualties than just that, but there was no one on the plane.
What about like, yeah. It was definitely, I don't want to say it was not necessary.
It says there was a crazy
way to end that plot of like the bus
crashing into a plane. Manly bro men love explosions.
This movie has so many explosions. This isn't even the end. I thought, oh, okay, great. They're going to save Annie, and then that's the end of the movie. And that wasn't even the end of the movie.
I waved my hands of it. That's fine. End the movie there. Perfect.
Also, could there... What if the bus was, like, being towed by a tow truck? Or, like, put, like, on, like, a bed of, like, one of those, like...
I think it had to have the accelerator going at 50, though.
Okay.
I don't know how you do that.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good point. Okay.
But
because I guess like this. I guess if you were being towed and you looked at your odometer, like it wouldn't say like your speedometer, I should say. It wouldn't say like you're going.
Yeah, I think it needs to stay above 50. Like I don't think you could do that.
All right.
On a thing. But yeah, so this is when, right, so they're off the bus. We're thinking, great, lives are saved. We're good to go. Except that Payne now decides, I'm going to pose as a police officer to kidnap poor Annie.
And stay in the car. Stay in the damn car.
Yeah, Annie, why are you just standing on the road?
You're a civilian.
What are you doing? Yeah, and so Jack follows him down into, like, the subway station, and she has, like, this huge... like explosive vest on that he has like a detonator for, and he's like, I'm gonna get my money And so they then take a subway train.
Hold on. Like, I just want to say that, like, Annie was, like, very apologetic about, she, like, saw Keanu Reeves and was like, I'm sorry. And this is when I thought maybe she was in on some of this, but no. Yeah. You remember that? Yeah. But then, then they go on a subway and then, so, like, and then we have this whole process where.
How many subways are in LA, by the way?
Beats me.
Very
I wouldn't know
that question.
You know what? All of a sudden, I thought we were in New York. I don't know why. My brain, like, did not pick up that we were still in LA. I don't know why. So, yeah, essentially what happened is the subway driver gets shot. Then Jack and the bad guy are up on the roof of the subway and they're fighting. And then this is craziness because he got, the bad guy got decapitated.
That's all.
His kappa was detated, people. It was. I couldn't believe it because this whole movie was not super gory. Like, there really wasn't a ton of gore, right? Like, yeah. I'm expecting we're getting limbs chopped off in the elevator. Nada. We get a couple little blood splurts here and there everywhere, you know, but not a ton. And then suddenly they're like, no, we're going all in, decapitated.
And Jack's comeback is so weird because he's just like, didn't he say something like, oh, like, I'm taller than you?
Like, no, I think he said the opposite.
I'm shorter than you?
Yes.
Well, so, I think that he said I'm taller than you. And then I was like, this doesn't make sense.
Well, let's like say Jack was a little aggro. He does like the thing in like masculine movies, like bro-y movies, where like the guy gets all mad and he's like, oh, rah, 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 I'm gonna kick and punch eggs, and he gets like so mad multiple times to the point where he like yells at Payne, he's like, oh, I'm gonna rip your head off or something, and I'm like, well, he didn't rip his head off, but like his head did indeed come off.
The same results, basically. We totally did it. So then he comes back through the bottom and he's like, great news, Annie. Criminal lost his head and we don't have to worry about him anymore. Bad news is the button to stop the subway is broken somehow and you're handcuffed to the pole.
Yeah, and he doesn't have the keys because Payne had them and his body is who the heck knows where, and they can't get the train to stop. It's the subway train, whatever the heck you want to call it. It won't stop.
So what's the solution here? Because I thought that we were about to chop her arm off.
We were going to, what's that 378 movie or whatever the heck?
127 hours.
Nailed it. I knew it was a big number.
Same number.
Same number. I thought he was honestly going to do like a, I thought he was going to do the thing where you hold on to something and then you jump up and then you double leg kick. And he was going to knock that pole out.
Okay. MJC, what is your quick solution to this issue?
Give me 1 second. I have to memorialize. Fantastic question.
Listen, I was very close. I maintain. It had 3 digits. I nailed it.
Yeah. It wasn't even half of the number.
Listen, it was very close. Also, Sarah, I have in the trivia on IMDb, it says 13 people are killed. So there's a building security guard at the beginning of the film.
Right. The one that got like stabbed in the head.
Bob, the bus driver who was killed in that.
Bus. The first explosion.
Mm-hmm. Helen, who steps off the bus and gets exploded.
That was her fault.
Harry, who is Jeff Daniels, and a bunch of other SWAT cops.
So wait, do they count the SWAT cops or no?
Yes.
Okay, so, okay, sure.
The train operator, who we see in this part of the movie when he goes to fix the train.
He did die, yeah.
And then obviously Howard Payne, who gets his head decapitated.
Okay, so the majority of the people that died in this movie were SWAT cops.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean...
Is it that bad?
I don't know. He's like, now you guys don't have like brains or thumbs.
Well, he doesn't have a brain anymore. I'm flattered.
Yeah.
How bad you two are. They had to watch this movie.
I mean, it wasn't a bad movie. I will say, as someone who suffers reoccurring nightmares that include driving a lot of times with my eyes closed, having not having control of a vehicle. This is my nightmare. This movie, I'm really hoping I don't get nightmares from.
It's not great if you suffer from anxiety to watch this movie, because it's the whole entire time you're just worried, essentially.
Yeah, at the very beginning, I'm oh my God, I'm afraid of elevators. And then I'm oh my God, I'm afraid of buses. Oh my God, I'm afraid of subways. It just kept going on and on.
Yeah. So wait, how I feel I missed how... 1 second they were hugging each other at the pole, which I'm a big advocate of all poles. And the next thing I know, they're on the street. How did it get from point A to point B?
So he first of all, he deactivates her vest by literally just ripping wires out. This guy, barely any care taken when he rips the wires out.
Mm-hmm.
But then he can't get her out of the pole, right? So all they do is so they know, again, I really feel they lost themselves at some point in this film, because they're okay, we have to have the bus jump the ramp. And then they decide, oh, now we're going to have the subway jump the tracks.
Because, ha ha ha, the tracks are not completed. The track work.
Is anything completed in this town?
Apparently not.
Yeah.
Taxpayer dollars should be funneled into the transportation. Yeah. More so,
they're gonna really need it now.
They're spending all of their money on thumbs for cops.
I didn't have a thumb, remember?
Well, I know, because it's the newest charity.
Oh, late newest cops.
It's the newest charity, so all the taxpayer money is going for replacement thumbs.
Also, imagine the paperwork that Jack had to do when he shot Harry. Why did you shoot your fellow officer? Imagine him trying to explain that.
I'm fired, but not because
he gets a Medal of Honor. Yes.
What's better, MJC, medals or trophies?
Oh, great question.
Thank
medals,
you.
Medals, of course.
Medals, because you can wear them.
You don't have to carry them around. You can wear them.
Yeah, you can wear the medals.
So you have the flexibility of both. Unless you're at a place where they would expect you to help clean up afterwards, because then you're I'm sorry, I'm carrying this trophy. I don't have a free hand. I gotta go. I can't put this down anywhere.
Trophies take up less space too. Like medals, you can hang up.
Yeah. What about, and where do ribbons come into the mix here?
Last.
Yeah.
Easily.
Have you
ever? There's no medal on it. I don't want it. If it's not hefty, I don't want it.
I got a couple soccer trophies that everybody got.
That's sad a little.
That's the only trophies that I've ever gotten.
Well, really? Ever?
Sorry, it's because you're a millennial snowflake.
I mean, what trophies have you had, Jess?
I played a lot of sports when I was a kid. I had a lot of trophies.
But everybody got them.
No, they didn't.
So back when I was on the swim team, they had ribbons after every meet that they would give, and they'd be first place, second place, third place, heat winner, good swim.
Wow.
Something for everybody. People are accumulating a bunch of good swim ribbons.
Good swim. I feel that's very encouraging. Good swim. What do you feel about the award for most improved? Because I feel it's a backhanded compliment.
It's not.
You sucked at the beginning, and now you're better.
The most backhanded compliment one is. And it's not even a compliment.
What is it?
Speaking of swim team, this is, I got this award once. So I was just really? This is what? But it was most, I can't think of the word right now. Oh my gosh. It'll come to me.
No, that most improved is most. No, I said most improved. Oh, well.
It's it was most perseverance.
Oh, you just keep on trying. Oh, yeah. Good for you. You tried hard. Yeah. So wait, did you answer how, so the track was broken, Jess, and then it just flew out into the street?
Yeah, it just flew out into the street into like a construction site, and it's on like Hollywood Boulevard.
Can we talk about the the LA, like the transit system and all of the, like, where are tax dollars going?
We don't know.
Transportation.
Not on the transportation. It is a mess over there.
Yeah. And then what's worse is that, like, they live and they're apparently fine, not even injured at all. No. And then they just start making out, and there's gawkers just taking photos of them, just watching them like creepers. Like, these people, get a life.
I do think that I would be very alarmed if I saw a giant subway, like, jump out from below Earth, and then there's just two people on there, and they're making out. I'd be like, you okay, babes? And why are you handcuffed to the pole?
Y'all right? Yeah. And don't you wish that you were tousling long hair? Because it looks like you wish you were tousling long hair.
Yeah, that's totally what they would be saying exactly. As well. Yeah.
And so that's the end of the film.
That's it.
I mean, credits roll.
Brilliant. Stunning.
Yeah. Is this better or worse than Braveheart? No, Braveheart. Die Hard.
I mean, I guess you can ask the questions about all the above. I don't know, Jess.
Because I felt like I liked it more than Die Hard, but that's probably because Sandy Bee was in it and I really liked her character.
She was good. She was really good in it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you like it better than Die Hard.
Yeah.
What about Braveheart?
I don't know that I've seen Braveheart.
MJC, what do you think?
I don't know.
These are the tough questions that we ask on podcasts.
I understand the diehard, but I don't understand why Braveheart is in this.
Simply cover. Because I said the wrong title.
She misspoke.
She misspoke.
Okay. I like this a little bit better than Die Hard. And I can't say that I've seen Braveheart. And I don't care to because of Mel.
Yeah. I gotta tell ya, I don't watch any of these freaking movies. None of them.
Like, it's not, I felt like this movie has this like lore about it. And I don't feel like it lived up to my expectations.
You could have started Sandy Bee Month with Miss Congeniality.
It's not a 90s movie. That's a 2000 movie.
Oh, is it?
Believe me, we would be watching Miss Congeniality if that was an option.
Yeah. We put this in the people's hands. So you all have no one to blame but yourselves.
This was fun though. This was a fun conversation.
But also, it's true.
Also, if I have nightmares, I'm gonna be pissed.
I don't think I'm gonna have nightmares about it. It did make me sleepy, and by sleepy, I mean I fell asleep twice watching it.
How? I was so anxious the entire
time. You
know what?
Like, I just, action movies are not my genre.
No, really? I never would have guessed that for me.
I can watch superhero movies. That's okay. I can watch thrillers and horror movies. I think action movies are so boring.
Hey, bro, go save that bus from a big old bomb, bro. Okay, bro. So you have to go over 50 miles an hour. Boom, boom, explosions, bro. Cars, trains, buses.
I would have rather seen Sandra Bullock be the cop.
I showed you that script in confidence. It's still a work in progress.
Yeah.
Cut that. You have to cut it.
But no, it was like, it wasn't a bad movie. It was just more of like a not my type of movie is what I would say.
Yeah. I mean, did it need more explosions or less?
No, it had plenty of explosions. We didn't need any more.
You know, the last movie that we watched had an explosion in it too.
Wait, what Thelma was the last movie we watched? What was it?
Oh, Thelma isn't that and like, Louise. Isn't that when they drove off the cliff? That's what, spoiler alert.
Yeah, Thelma and Louise, 20 times the movie this movie is.
I don't know if anybody is like saying, hi, let me do a comparison between Speed and Thelma and Louise.
It would be a very quick essay. It would be like
Yeah, is this like the think piece of the millennium?
Sarah, what would it take
Yeah.
for you to watch Speed 2, colon, cruise control.
Who's in cruise control? If Sandra Bullock's not in it, I'm totally...
Yes, she is.
Sandy, why are you joining this movie again?
Apparently it didn't work out with her and Jack, though.
Keanu Reeves is not even in it?
Jeez, sweet.
Oh, man, it's a 1997 movie. Okay, so what happens this time? Did she become the cop? Is this what happened?
It's a boat?
It's a boat.
It got worse.
Speed 2, cruise control is a boat.
She is in a bikini. She is.
It's speed, but you at the beach.
Hold on. Actually, this might be more entertaining.
Oh, great.
Cuba Gooding Jr.'s in it, I think.
Oh, who doesn't love Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Give me the like headline of what it is, Sarah.
Jessica?
Yeah.
Speed on a boat.
This sounds terrible.
Speed on a boat. A computer hacker breaks into the computer system of the Seabourn Legend cruise liner and sets its speeding on a collision course into a gigantic oil tanker.
Nope. Nope. I don't need it. I'm going on a cruise this year and I don't need this. I don't need this in my life.
You know what we need?
What do we need?
What do we need?
We need a chat AI story
about
Sandra Bullock and being on the speedboat. I'll tell you exactly what this movie is about.
Okay, I can't wait, Sarah. You can pull up your AI bot. Do you
explain what chat AI bot is for the
chat AI bot? Is something Sarah has recently been obsessed with. You put in a couple of words and it spits out stories at you, and Sarah really loves it.
It's gonna spit out. Are you talking about the movie Speed 2, Cruise Control?
Yeah, it's a great movie. You should watch it. Do you have a 90s podcast? Maybe you should talk about it on there. It knows you. It's very creepy like that.
All right, let's see. Oh, man. It got really annoying.
Just like the movie.
That's also Sarah's review of the movie.
There you go. It got really annoying. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this movie was decent. It's not the worst I think we've watched. It's certainly not the best we've watched. Regardless, MJC, it's always a delight getting to chat with you.
Oh my gosh, the best.
What are you up to lately? Where can the people find you if they want to seek you out?
Great questions. As we talked about in the pre-show meeting, I have rebooted pilot season.
Yeah.
I did so with the criminally canceled after one season TV show Reboot. I spoke with the flawless, fantastic, wonderful icon that is Gia Worthy on that. And that was excellent. So I'm hoping to do more episodes when I care to, and I'm not going to put as much pressure on myself this time.
That's definitely the move.
Make sure that I'm committed to in the year of our Lord 2023 talk more on podcasts and into microphones. And so I thought, well, the best way for me to do it is to dust off my old thing. But yeah, I have been going back to my theater roots recently. I've been spending all my free time at the theater, which has been so much fun. But I'm hoping to do more podcasting and guesting and hosting and doing everything, just talking into microphones. And that's what I'm up to right now. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can do so at MJCSZN.
Yes. Yeah, Sarah, what about you? What do you have going on?
I'm currently fighting with chat AI bot because I wanted it to tell me a funny story.
Yeah.
And it's not doing it. So I'm currently fighting with it. But aside from that, over here at Shit 90 Shows Taught Me, we are still celebrating Sandra Bullock Month. We are telling or watching one more Sandy B movie One of my favorite all-time movies, Practical Magic. And
I don't know that I've seen it.
You haven't?
No.
You should watch it. It's actually very good.
Phenomenal. Who?
Unlike
this movie. Can you spoil if you have a guest for that one?
It's going to be just Jess and I.
Ooh.
Yeah, just keeping it.
Gals at it again.
Yeah, keeping it in home. So that is a movie with Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman, and they play witches. So it's one of my favorite movies of all time. I love it. And we are towards the end of season 5 of Dawson's Creek. And then over at PSR, Adam Humphrey and I are covering How I Met Your Father. Mm-hmm. And it's been a lot of fun. And I love podcasting with him. He's it's a lot of fun, this our little pod. So check us out on PSR and check us here at Shit90s Pod.
Got it. You gotta love the Duff.
Oh, I love Hillary Duff.
Who doesn't love Hillary Duff?
Yeah.
I mean, if someone out there doesn't love Hillary Duff, like,
then we don't want to talk to them.
Yeah. No. Right. 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 Where are you? You know, what are you doing?
Officially out on them. You can find me at The Jess Sterling. I am podcasting over on Pusher Recaps, talking about community on community building. We are in season 5, just finished up National Treasure Edge of History with Marissa. That is done, concluded. Wild times were had. That show was just all over the place, but it was really fun to podcast about. And of course I am also talking The Last of Us. Brooklyn Zed and I are playing The Last of Us for the first time alongside the show on HBO. If you haven't heard of it, where have you been? It's all over the place. So check that out. And of course you can always hear me every week on Shit 90 Shows Taught Me, chatting about Dawson's Creek, the little creek creeps. 5 seasons in, we are almost done with season 5. I can't believe it. We're going to be going into the final season very soon. So go check that out. We have a huge backlog of Boy Meets World content as well.
Oh, yeah, you do.
You're interested in tons of podcasts there as well. But thank you so much for listening. Thank you again, MJC, for joining us for this. And we will talk to you all next time. Bye.
Just ask. Shit 90 Shows Taught Me.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.